Good morning, 97.1. Finally supposed to be a hot day in the Motor City, up into the mid-80s. About time.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't know if it's going to be 80?
No, I don't know. The weatherman has said, and it seems like more of a 50-50 proposition. Sun is up. It probably will be warm, so I have a tendency to trust him. I'm just not a big fan of really hot weather. I have a sweating issue. It's most big guys do. Today was pack another shirt in the car.
You're ready for it.
Yes.
Okay. We got Scott Harris joining us in less than an hour. Right after the update to start the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the Tigers president of baseball operations talk to him with this baseball team that's 20 games above 500. A lot to get into. Got a Red Wing fan survey. This was done by one of the beat writers canvassing the fan base. We'll give you those results at 7:18 this morning. Right now, we're talking about Za'Darius Smith because he didn't mince words. He desperately wants to be a Detroit Lion. And we asked you guys, would you hold it against Holmes if they don't bring him back? And if Za'Darius wants to avoid signing something today because as a veteran, he doesn't want to go through the full training camp, totally understand that. But if the season rolls around and he's on another contender, because that's the thing. He said he wants to chase a championship, wants to do it in Detroit. If he now becomes the competition, yeah, I'd have an issue with it.
So of those that are unsigned, he's the best available.
Yeah.
He also may be, there's a lot of factors involved. If he doesn't want to sign because he doesn't want to be there for the first week or two of training camp, I get that. He's at that point in his career, and he can come in 2 or 3 weeks into it and still be extremely effective. He also, and you brought up a great point at the break. He might be waiting for somebody to get hurt.
Leverage.
Yeah. And so what do we see at the beginning of training camp? There's always, there's an ACL, there's an Achilles, there's an injury that is going to affect somebody with the Super Bowl aspirations. Now, all of a sudden, the amount of money that he could command would go way up because he is the best available of those that are not signed.
Texter says, to me, it sounds like an older player who is out there begging for a job because no one else has offered him one. No interest on the open market, and he can't beg to be a Green Bay Packer or Minnesota Viking or Cleveland Brown because he burned those bridges when he left. So now he wants to come crawling back to the Lions.
Disagree with that 100%. I don't know that he's burned any of those bridges. He certainly didn't burn any bridges in Cleveland, but if he wants a ring, he's not going back to Cleveland. He was traded from Cleveland. He didn't leave in free agency.
No, and I don't agree with this idea. Like, well, he's out there for a reason. Yeah, he had 9 sacks last year. He had 1 for every 2 games he played with Detroit, and he was 3rd most pressures of any player from the moment he showed up in Allen Park. He did that without Aiden Hutchinson. He's still a good football player.
So I agree with the, you know, free agents are free agents for a reason. Some of those reasons can be good. Some of those reasons can be bad. They don't have to be like, he's not a great guy in the locker room. Right? I don't believe that to be true.
Because they vetted him. They did their homework. That's
right.
Important to them.
And there's been nothing that has come out to say he was some type of cancer in the locker room. He has already said, I want to play with Aiden Hutchinson. And he doesn't care about the sacks. Aiden Hutchinson is going to get more sacks than him. Mm-hmm. He's going to get more play than him in terms of when Aiden Hutchinson does something great, the entire state and beyond those borders are going to celebrate every moment that Aiden Hutchinson has because he's coming back from an injury, because he's a local kid, because he's a dominant player. When Za'Darius Smith does something, it's going to be applauded, but not at the same level. He's okay with that. He's already said he's okay with that. He's a free agent, and I believe he's a free agent, not because nobody wants him, because he's in the position in his career where he can hold out for the situation that fits him best.
How about this word choice? It would totally be negligent to not sign Za'Darius Smith if he's willing to sign for less. And everything that we know publicly is he's a good locker room guy. That's Nolan Akar.
Yeah, if he's willing to sign for less than his market value, whatever that is, then yes, that's where I would look at Brad Holmes and say, what the hell are you doing?
Z would make Hutch better as well as Hutch making Z better. Get it done. Texter says, did Brad not say he left an offer with Smith's agent, i.e. it's on Smith?
I don't remember that. I'm not saying that wasn't said?
I don't believe he said we offered him. I think they said we'll be in contact with his agent if something changes. That could be on their side or his side.
Yeah.
But I think it was left to where the door wasn't shut.
Right. The door's open. There's got to be two-way conversation.
And
we've heard, you know,
one
Dan
side.
Campbell. Yeah. I would imagine that Dan has probably had conversations regularly with Za'Darius, mm-hmm. as well as Brad Holmes, with him and his agent.
Brad is waiting for Hendrickson. Once he's off the market, then we'll sign Za'Darius. You buy that? I don't.
I don't because, I mean, it's a long shot to think that Trey Henderson would ever be in Detroit. I just think it's a very long shot. And
as much as we want it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Brad doesn't bring back Za'Darius and Davenport gets hurt by week three, everyone will be up in arms. Says, I hope they get asked about it every week.
If Davenport makes it to week three, like I think that we should start applauding that. Because he didn't make it to week three last year. He made it through week one, sat out two, and then actually, I think, played three and then was done.
Okay, this is a trolling text. Him saying he wants to be a contending team and then begging for Detroit, that's contradictory. If he wants to chase rings, he would go elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. That's just troll.
This team, we've done the bit. Hey, could they use another pass rusher? Is center and the interior concerned? Yes. Losing coordinators, tough schedule. They're still one of the best teams in football. I mean, they're in that group of probably five teams at the top of the NFL, however you want to rank them. You want to put the Eagles number one as the reigning champs. You want to say, hey, Mahomes and company are always there. They're ahead of the Lions. Okay. You want to say Buffalo came in here and made a statement until proven otherwise. Buffalo's ahead of them. Okay. But Detroit's probably four, Baltimore five. A couple teams that need to get over the hump. Really loaded rosters right in the mix.
And
they're one of the five best teams in the NFL.
Again, I'll say this. It seems obvious. Is Za'Darius Max Crosby?
No.
Is he Myles Garrett?
No.
Is he Trey Hendrickson?
No.
But if you put Za'Darius Smith on this defense along with a healthy Aiden Hutchinson and then eventually a healthy Aleem McNeil, by the end of the season, you instead of us talking about a top 10 or a top 5 offensive line, you could be talking about a top 10 or a top 5 defense.
Which can counteract some slippage on the offensive line. That's the other reason to make this happen. 248-539-9797. Got a Red Wing fan survey. What do the people think of the Iser plan? Iserman himself, their expectations for the postseason and more. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Hey, Jim is very vocal that he loves the hot weather. He likes it when it's nice and hot and sweaty. Summer is going to be here today. Don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. You want to stay cool inside? Mastercraft is the company you need. They took care of my house. They will take care of yours. Just the same. Upgrade your system now and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. If you woke up and it's already hot in the house, call them before noon and they're going to give you same-day service. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
All right, Scott Harris, 8:02. We'll hear from the Tiger president, baseball operations. 7:35, Heather's picked up on a dynamic with the show, and she doesn't like it. It'll lead to a broader conversation. Yeah. We'll get into it.
I think so.
I have in front of me a Red Wing fan survey. What do the people think of Iserman and the Iser plan?
Okay.
This is from Max Boltman of The Athletic. I think he does a great job, and he asked you guys to voice your opinions. How would you rate your confidence in the Red Wings? A lot of this is on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being the lowest, 5 being the best. How would you rate your confidence in the direction of the Red Wings? The majority of people put it at a 3. Crossroads. For Steve Iserman, same thing. The most popular answer was a 3 out of 5. Your performance of Steve Iserman is rated a 3 out of 5. Crossroads. As you go a little lower and deeper into the survey, he asked people, what is your confidence level the Wings will make the playoffs next season? Mm. 49% of people were a 1 or a 2. 51% going the other way, but only 1% felt super great about this team making the playoffs as a 5. Kind of stuck. That's how I would read into that. who's your preferred target for free agency, John?
Yeah.
You want to take a guess who it was?
No.
Okay, it's Mitch Marner.
Okay.
38%, as unlikely as that may be. Gavrikov is this gritty defenseman for the Kings. He's number two. Sam Bennett was number three. This is before Bennett has had an even better Stanley Cup final. I'm sure that changes a little now.
It might change a little bit, but it's not shocking to think that Mitch Marner would be the top of that list.
The best player. The fans want the best player. Which area of the Wings hockey ops are you most confident in? By far, 71% said drafting and scouting. By far the worst was free agency and pro acquisitions, 4%. Some more thoughts. When do you realistically expect the Red Wings to next compete for a Stanley Cup? Within the next 2 years, 3 to 5 years, or 5+ years away? What do you think the most popular answer was?
5+ years.
No, it was 3 to 5.
Okay.
3 to 5. And I would think that's on the emphasis of 5 as opposed to 3.
Well, that's why I erred on that side of things.
65% of people said 3 to 5 years from now they're competing for the Stanley Cup. 30% said 5+ years away. And only 4.7% said in the next 2 seasons. I'd love to know what they're seeing.
Right. I mean, so in the next 2 seasons, if they're going to compete for a Stanley Cup, then you would have to then go back to your confidence in signing free agents and pro acquisitions. Which that would have to be completely different. They would have to be able to add in free agency both years if in 2 years they're going to be competing for a Stanley Cup.
It sure feels like most people think they're going to miss the playoffs. Most people are right in the middle on Steve Yzerman, fork in the road off season, and most people don't think they're going to do much in free agency. That's the area that they have the least confidence in. So what are we setting up for? A missed playoffs again next year? And
a lot of those middle of the road are probably a lot of fans that just don't have the heart to
put a one or a two.
I know. And they're still holding out hope and faith that Steve Yzerman is going to do it. We all are.
A year from now, if they're not in the playoffs, he will have a majority 1-2. Right?
I would think.
You would think the fans would turn on him.
I
kind of
thought that they would have been there now.
I know.
Especially with the way that they've fallen apart at the end of seasons, they were much closer to making the playoffs. They tied last year, just lost a tiebreaker. This year,
backwards.
Yeah. And so if that's the path that you're taking, and there is a big name out there, it doesn't have to be Mitch Marner. It would be great if it was. I think it would make a huge difference for this team. But there needs to be solid pro experience, veteran players that are added in free agency.
There are rumors that Dallas is going to have to shake things up, right? They've gone to 3 straight West finals. They've already fired their coach. We threw the goalie under the bus. Some of their big scorers weren't performing later. Jason Robertson is 25 years old, and there are rumors that he could be dealt. 35 goals scored last season. He'd be a top line guy. He's made deep postseason runs. He's the if you're fine, you can't get Marner. There are other options. This is not a Marner or bust. It's the only way to make the hockey team better.
Right. It's not just free agency. You can make trades.
Yes, which is something Yzerman did quite well in Tampa. He found some gems in the draft, but he also made a couple big impact trades down the line too.
Yeah.
You got to win a couple trades.
And nobody's ever said Steve Yzerman can't draft.
No.
Like, I mean, he's done a great job of drafting here. It's just the fact that in hockey, unless you have a generational talent and you win the lottery, which the Wings have not done, you don't have that instant impact.
One last thing that I thought was interesting. I didn't love how this question was phrased. It's been 9 years since the Red Wings made the playoffs, which describes your urgency and patience for Detroit to get back to the postseason. The most popular answer is, I'd love the playoffs, but I'm more concerned about long-term sustainability. That was 44%. The second most popular answer was, I want playoffs next year at all costs, 31%. Nearly a third of Red Wing fans are in the camp of, make it or else.
So what was it about the question you didn't like?
The other options are weird too. I'm eager for the playoffs, but missing another year would be okay, 20%. And I think the Red Wings should take a short-term step back, 4.6%. You could be in both camps. You could be in multiple camps. I think I guess maybe it's which best describes you.
Yeah.
But I think
what's the one that best describes
you?
Yeah,
that's how you'd have to phrase it. Because I think you could you could be in multiple camps. You could say, I love the playoffs, but I'm concerned about sustainability, which could also mean I'm eager for the playoffs, but missing another year would be okay as long as long-term stability is there.
But you could do both, too, in terms of, make the playoffs at all costs within reason.
Yes.
All costs is a strong phrase. You're not giving up all kinds of stuff just to get the eight
seed. But it is that a third of fans, at all costs, I need to see playoff hockey at LCA next season.
Yeah, but you can still develop talent and work it up while you're also making the playoffs. You know, and I talked to Jim about this morning before the show. Like, it's in the New York Post late last night that the Ducks are trying to trade for Chris Kreider. And I'm like, why are they doing this? They're still in kind of a rebuild mode, right? They were one of the lowest point totals in the league last year, right?
Yeah, but they want to jump the line.
They do. They said that. They expect to make the playoffs next year. And Kreider's career's gone a little downhill, but he is a gritty playoff scorer.
So that's a doing both.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a little pit stop on the wings, just a little bit on today's show. Most of the show has been about baseball and football, and we got to get to Heather's news. So, Heather, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I got a story about poop, so this should be fun.
Okay.
So, employees at Foreman Mills on 8 Mile and Van Dyke want to know who pooped in the middle of the shoe aisle. Yes.
Oh.
So, this dump and dash, you could call it.
Dump and dash.
Yeah, it took place.
Just going to say that. Please do not say that's a nickname.
Took place Sunday morning, was caught on camera, and also caught in person by at least one employee. And this employee, this witness, says this guy, actually, there was two guys, but this one in particular. Not necessarily. So they say at least this one guy who did the pooping came right into the store, didn't really speak to anyone, knew what he was doing, went straight to the shoe aisle, pulled down his pants, did his business, pulled up his pants, walked right out the door, got back in his car and left.
What's the motive?
Well, they don't know. This other guy that was with him, I think, went believed to have been doing the same thing, but I don't think actually was able to...
Pull the trigger.
Done. Yeah. Because also left the building at the same time as this other guy got in his car, took off. Now footage is shared online. They're hoping they can catch. I don't think they actually show the act online, but you can see the guy walking in. They want to know who it is.
I mean, maybe he thought the bathroom was back there and noticed that it wasn't going to make it. So he just...
Maybe. They did say they do have a restroom that's now locked. But if you ask... And say, hey, I need to use your restroom. That they will allow you to go use it.
So if you ask at a gas station, sometimes they'll give you a key with the big hubcap or something. Like, what do they do in a shoe store? Do they have a big boot attached to the key?
Probably. They said it was kind of a COVID thing that they locked down the bathrooms and now they just keep them locked until you ask. But he said this guy didn't even attempt to ask for the restroom or where is your restroom or where's the closest restroom. Just came in and right there in the aisle, shoe
Interesting.
Aisle.
Interesting.
Yeah. Two campers were found dead last weekend at Isle Royale National Park, and now authorities admit a mystery around their deaths. So the investigation began on Sunday when rangers received two different reports of two dead bodies at this remote backcountry campground on the island. These rangers hiked overnight 11 miles to access this campground to kind of like assess the situation. Yep. The cause of the death... unknown. Are they related deaths? Like we don't even know. Were they camping together?
Don't even know that.
No, I mean,
that if they were found together, they were probably
something happened to
but
both of them.
But then it said they were. But so that was my instant reaction. They were probably camping together. Something happened. But then the way it was stated was that these park rangers received two separate reports.
Oh.
So perhaps they were not related or together. I don't know. I don't know that. But the causes of both deaths are unknown at the time, and the campers have not yet been identified. So scary for sure. Officials at Corwell Health Beaumont Troy Hospital were able to resume normal operations after a bomb threat prompted an evacuation advisory on Tuesday. Right around 8 p.m., the Oakland University Police Department advised students, faculty, and staff to evacuate the facility and other campus members to avoid the area. But it didn't take long, a little over an hour, and the department said that they had issued an all clear in regard to the threat. A spokesperson for the hospital said an evacuation did not happen, and the hospital did release a statement saying that the threat was deemed not credible and that law enforcement canine units were going to remain at the scene just out of an abundance of caution. So if you notice that going on, some commotion there, that's what it was all about. Kanye West changed his name again. Apparently. So nearly 4 years after legally changing his name from Kanye West to simply
Ye.
Pretty sure it's Ye.
It's Ye.
I think it's Ye.
His name is Kanye
Ye.
West, not Kanye
West. That's what I thought. I thought it was Ye.
Okay.
I thought it was Ye. Yeah. He sells Yeezys. It's one of his shoes.
I don't know. Ye.
Tiebreaker.
Tom, what do you know about Kanye West? Oh, boy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I thought it was Ye.
I've always heard it as Ye.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. He changed his name. I thought Ye, but to Ye, whatever. But it appears that he has changed it yet again.
Oh, now what is it?
So his chief financial officer recently referred to West as, okay, it's either Ye Ye or Ye Ye.
Ye Ye.
Ye Ye.
Either way.
Ye Ye.
Is it Y-E-Y-E?
Yes.
Okay.
It is, which, yes. Anyway, whatever it is, somebody knows more than me. I always call him Kanye.
Yeah,
I don't
most
call him
do.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Yee. Yee, yee.
I know it's Yeezys, but it's also Kanye. I don't know. Whatever. It's double now, apparently, but he has yet to make it official on social media.
Mm. And can we do something like this with the Tigers bullpen nickname?
Oh,
is it yay better than the stuff that we got?
You're not wrong. And that was white people reacting to the news. Coming up next, Heather's observation with the show. It's 97.1. That guy's got to be an all-star. He goes yard, pitch inside, takes it center field. He leads all American first basemen in home runs. Double Vlad Guerrero, double Aranda in Tampa, double Goldschmidt.
He just doesn't have the name.
I know he's not in New York. He's not going to get the sympathy. Tampa has to get an all-star, and he's not Vlad Guerrero, but he is the best American League first baseman.
I believe so.
Okay.
This year.
Mm-hmm. And again, got That's 6 weeks, got to hold it. Mm-hmm. Right, and fans here in Detroit could do their part to try to get him in.
Yeah, yeah.
But even
unlike the guy in the shoe store, gonna have to hold it.
Even if he doesn't win the fan vote popularity contest, the right thing would be that he is the backup first baseman if you don't win the popularity contest.
But that comes down to a coach's choice, right?
And if it's a Yankee manager and Goldie sitting out there, anyway, we'll talk to Scott Harris, 8:02. Talk to the Tiger president of baseball operations, counting down days to the deadline, talking about our baseball team that is running away with this division, 8 games up after another win last night. Heather, you noticed something with our show.
Yes, yeah, somewhere, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, there was a shift in how we said hello to each other in the mornings. I picked up on it right away, and then it continued, and I kept hearing it. And it's not that I hate it, but it's definitely something that was like, I don't know if I love this. In the mornings, when Jim opens the show and we say hello, you have been saying, hi, buddy.
Good morning,
hey, buddy.
Good morning, buddy.
Whatever it is. Yeah. It's the buddy that gets me. And it's these terms that you use to call your friends or maybe not your friends, anybody you see. I don't know what you call them. They're not terms of endearment. They're not pet names, but they're just words like buddy, bro, boss, chief.
I guess I could.
Chief's bad.
Could make the shift. Good morning, James.
I don't mind Buddy. Buddy's,
it's, I mean, we
to
are
me,
friendly. We are
friends.
Buddies. Buddy kind of comes across, I don't know why, a little like condescending to me. Like it's like, I am this superior older gentleman and you are a child.
You think like patting me
I
on the head?
My son, Buddy. And sometimes Emily, Buddy. Like it seems...
John, did you realize you were being condescending to me at 6 in the morning every day?
That was not the intention. Is that how it was received by you?
No, which is most important.
Yes.
But I think if, to Heather's point, if it was, you have to say something. Wait. I wouldn't just have you call me buddy every day if it was bothering me. I'd say, hey, switch it up.
Is there something that would bother you?
Well, if I tell him it, he's going to use it every day at 6 o'clock now.
Right, yeah. Hey. Good morning, D-bag.
Hell. Oh, well, yeah, sure.
I'd have an issue with
that. Yeah.
But like some of this, John, is you play sports and a lot of this is interchangeable, like boss, like a coach would call you boss or a chief is weird. But
chief's weird. I hate
wouldn't,
boss.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd just be like, why did you say that? But I think with women, there are more of these.
Well, definitely. And that's where the conversation could go. Like it's always older gentlemen, like older men that will say like, oh, honey, or hey, hon, or sweetie, or I don't like that at all. I won't say anything. I mean, if it was repetitive and they said it over and over,
if
I'd probably
John
say
opened
like,
the show with,
Hey, darling.
How about the Stoney classic? Girl?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
You know, there's some women that don't like ma'am.
But what do you call a woman who you don't know?
Miss?
Okay.
So
I'm not offended by ma'am.
Because sir and ma'am are interchangeable.
To me, it's appropriate. I've always thought that is something appropriate and
it's like respectful.
Polite. Yeah. But there are women who don't like that because
I think
you
call me ma'am? I'm not an old lady.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the catch on that one is like when I sit down and somebody, you know, I get a refill on a cup of coffee. Thanks, ma'am. It's just, it's thank you, ma'am. I don't know. It just seems to kind of come out that way. But I do somewhat feel after I say that a little awkward when it is somebody who is clearly younger than I am.
The ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could say miss, I think.
Miss. Thank you, miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, that's appropriate as well.
Like how would you get the attention of a waitress at the restaurant? Wave them down? You just gesture?
Yeah. Well, I mean, instead of saying darling or sweetie, you could just clap your hands.
Or they introduce themselves.
Yeah. Snap your fingers. Here. Over here.
That's even worse.
That's terrible.
That's even worse than any name. But they do introduce themselves when they...
Do you ever remember the server's name?
Yes, I feel like it goes one ear out the other. I just went out to dinner and his name was Caleb. I remember. I always remember.
I never remember.
Yeah, it took me a year to remember your name.
what's the newest person's name?
Yeah. No, there are so many times when somebody introduces themselves to me and I literally will say their name in my head 10 times. Like that's supposed to be the thing, right? Hey, you know, this guy walks up and he says his name is Javier. And it's Javier, 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 Javier. And then they leave and come back and say, "Hey, would you like anything else?" I can't remember their name.
They do wear name tags. Servers.
Not all the time.
I'm going to put everybody on the spot here. When the show ended yesterday, before we left, Lori walked around and introduced a new promo intern.
Amelia.
Intern.
She's good. She was nice. I had no idea. I mean.
Is that her name?
Amelia.
Well, yeah, when she said it, I remembered it, but I didn't know until she said it.
You're cheating. You're cheating.
I met her parents over the weekend at the graduation party.
But I really think, John, I couldn't, and it's nothing against her.
Oh, no.
I couldn't remember it when she walked away. So, you know what you do?
I couldn't remember it when I was talking to her.
The cheat, then, is you do a lot of these, like, buddies, or, you know, you use these generics to help you out in situations where you don't remember people's names.
Yeah. So, for me, the cutoff is if you are, and I know that you're clearly younger than me, but if you are... I don't know, appear to be college age or younger. I do this at Michigan football all the time because there's so many guys that are coming and going, especially, you know, they may be here for a year, and sometimes it's hard for me to remember their names. And I'll just be like, hey, bud, as we're passing each other, they're clearly much younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, hey, you know, good morning, bud. I don't want to not address them.
I don't love it. Like, I don't even love when you just like mock said it. I don't know. I don't like the bud, a buddy.
What words are acceptable besides their name?
I'm not sure.
Hello, Joe.
I like bud and buddy more than boss or
chief,
pal or
guy.
Yeah, like bro. Yeah. Brah.
Good morning, bro.
Well, that's the thing. Bro. Rage right now. Yeah.
Not even bro.
With
it's
kids,
just brah.
The teenagers. I get called that. Call me that. That's kind of a different thing. That's a different thing.
That's when you're doing something like cringy. They'll say, bruh.
Yeah. Pal is the worst. I think bud is worse than buddy.
Yeah, me too. Maybe that's it when you just said that. I don't like bud.
Hey, bud.
It just, I call my son that. Like, I feel like it's like you're looking down at them. Like, they're these little children.
Where do you stand on dude?
Dude.
What's up, dude?
I would never use it, but I say dude in like speech. Like, dude, that was crazy. But I never would address somebody as dude. Hey, dude.
So, Jim, if somebody came up to a sales guy back there and said, hey, I got this new client. And what do you think? And how would you exchange like your initial greeting with him? He goes, hey, Jim.
What's going on?
Nothing else?
No, I mean. Yeah.
Very sly. Right way to do it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I would. I'm always using, bud is kind of my go-to. I wouldn't use that for a girl.
No.
Would you say?
I guess I don't know what I would say in that. I just wouldn't use
neutral.
One. I'd just be like, hey.
I think that's the way to go.
I used to not the weird hi. Joe Bugle was our offensive line coach from, I was like 04 to my last year in Washington. And he would refer to everybody that he saw that was a dude. He would be like, "What's up, stud?"
Oh, stud.
Yeah, what's up, stud?
How about...
So to give you some context, Joe Bugle was, he was the original coach of the Hogs when they were the Hogs. So he was an older gentleman. I would probably say at that time, I don't know exactly how old he was, 68 to 70 years old. So he would just refer to everybody that he would see as, hey, what's up, stud?
Ticket Texture says, the worst thing you can call anyone is buddy. It's fighting words.
Fighting words.
Another says, I'm 100% with Heather. I hate when people call me buddy. Kenny in a car says buddy and bud. Hate both of them. Now, there are other people who want to know about words like champ.
Champ.
Or sport. I think sport's
sport.
Bad.
That's like, yeah. I'm going to give you a noogie. Like, it's like, like you're, yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
What about this one? Hey, partner.
What's up, partner?
Oh, yeah, like, old West?
I can't stand that one.
I don't mind. I guess I don't mind any of these because it's not like, I guess it depends on how you
like
say
John
it,
Wayne?
Too. Yeah. It's just, it depends how you say it. Like, if you're saying it with sarcasm,
then it's
offending. It's condescending. If you're saying it because we actually are buddies.
Well, the challenge with partner now is that is a very common, gender neutral, relationship neutral reference to who they are with.
Their boyfriend, girlfriend, married, spouse.
Yes.
My partner, people will say.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't work for women, but I always use big fella when talking to guys.
Definitely doesn't
Big
work
fella.
For women.
Yeah.
Hey, big lady.
Yeah. Hey, big gal.
Gal.
Gal's not great. All right, we stumbled into something here. We'll take some phone calls.
That's what you say behind their back. She's a big gal.
Phones, texts, reaction, names you don't like being called, how you deal with it, and more. It's 97.1.
Don't get all mushy on me. So long, princess.
Okay, bed's in.
Thanks, big fella.
Don't call me big fella.
Hey, big fella, can you move my bed?
Oh, man.
Heather noticed that John has called me buddy.
Yeah, like for the past month in the mornings, he's, good morning, buddy.
And you think it's like condescending.
Well, I picked up on it right away. I was like, oh, I don't love that.
And I thought nothing of it because that's what guys do.
Yeah. I think it's probably more acceptable for dudes.
Sure.
To use terms like that than it is. I don't think girls generally do that.
No, I call my friends by their names. I don't have like a, what do you call these terms? What do you call them?
They're not nicknames.
I don't know. But we use just our real names.
Yeah. I struggle with remembering names, so I generally will defer to.
He's Jim.
But yes. No, James. Yes. He will be James from now on.
Then you'll
the
be
morning.
Johnny.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
You call Stoney,
them
buddy?
Are fighting words. I've said what up, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think John uses that pretty interchangeably.
Yeah.
How about this one? John, you strike me as someone who's used this. This is Josh and Warren. What up, Hoss?
Oh, sure. I've said Hoss before. Hoss. I used boss yesterday.
I need John to address Scott Harris as stud when you have him on at 8 o'clock.
Yes, coach, full Joe Bugle on him. What's up, stud? I mean, he's operating like one.
He is. Bud is condescending. It's like being spoken down to. I'm not a fan from the texts. Ray in Farmington Hills. I called someone sir two days ago, and he got offended at me.
How
for
old
using
was he?
Sir?
Was he 15?
I mean, yes, sir. No, sir.
That's polite. That's how you should be.
Well, so is ma'am, but some women don't like ma'am.
That's true.
Sir and ma'am should be on equal levels.
I think so as well.
I hate big guy from someone I don't know. Just call me fat then.
Okay. I mean, if you're short and squatty and they call you big fella, then sure. But, I've had people
Porky.
Who maybe couldn't remember my name or maybe friends. What's up, big fella?
What did
and
you
I'm kind of like, okay, yeah. Thank you. I'm still big fella.
What word did you use to describe me in a previous iteration of myself? Plump?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's not a good one. No one wants to be plump.
But nobody would say that.
No.
No.
Heather, be ready with this one with young ones. Well, you too, John, with Teddy. you know, fat is, they, people try to get kids not to call kids fat, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, the new one is Biggie. They just call people Biggie instead of fatty.
Biggie?
Yeah.
He's a Biggie?
Yeah, so what's the difference?
She's a Biggie?
Hey, Biggie.
That's not good. Don't do that. This might be the
Biggie
all-time
worst.
Sure. This is the all-time worst. Squirt. Hey, Squirt.
Yeah, no. You call that to a young child, but they even hate that.
Yeah, that even that,
yes, even yeah. everybody they hates hate that.
Yeah, that's a little cringy.
Let's get to Bill in Jackson. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Morning, bud.
I got a little different take on this, and I can't figure out exactly who's having the biggest problem with it. Maybe it's Heather. If so,
yeah.
Relax. I'm a retired prison captain from the state of Michigan. And I've been called more vile and foul things in a period of a month than all y'all have in your lifetime, probably. I just don't let any of that bother me. You can call me anything you want except late to eat.
Yes, I agree.
So just don't let folks have that much control in your life. Just blow it off.
That's good advice.
Works for me.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
William.
When I was in my... This is a text we just got. When I was in my late 20s, I dated this girl and I called her Bud.
Oh,
she hated it. She's now my wife and I still call her Bud.
Yeah, I mean, some of those take on a life of their own.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I could ever refer to a girl as Bud.
Bud in the bed? Seriously, you're calling her Bud in the bed.
I would imagine
I'm guessing that's not happening then. I mean, you all have pet names. I mean,
sure.
My husband and I call each other Bubba. It went from Babe to, it just like progressed and now we're each Bubba. Like, I'm not saying, hey, Bubba. Like, it's.
Hey, like, little it's guy.
Like, yeah. Bubba.
Or that.
How about this one?
Hey, Squirt.
I call my.
I ain't going to the next place.
No. I just had that in my mind. Like, not even in regards to that, but just Heather saying that. I had the visual of her saying that to Colin.
Move along, please.
David in Roseville, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing today? Yeah, I was getting fitted for a suit one time. I got a little bit of a belly. And the suit salesman, the guy who was fitting me, called me portly.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Well, it's a little easier than just saying fat.
Right. You know, it's like, you need like a 48 portly. Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes. You're in the Clydesdale category.
Oh, no.
Right.
It's like such an old school term to me.
It is.
Portly?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, well, I mean, some people are portly.
Sure. Yeah, they are, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The reason I use Bud or Buddy or, you know, some terms like that is because it's so hard to remember names. And so when I do, and I try and make an association, like if your name is John, I'll remember it. We got a new sales guy. Sure. John is easy for me to remember. When I met a lot of the dads that were a part of the Marion basketball program, there literally were four Johns. And I'm like, this is right up my alley. John, how you doing? John, great. Huh? John. But I'll associate like what they do with their name. And so I'll have like a Builder Joe.
Is that how you save them in your phone as well?
Oh, so 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how my phone contacts are.
Painter Dave, Mobile Dave.
Yes.
Guy works at Mobile. Got the guy's a painter.
Baseball Scott is next.
Yes.
We'll get to that after the update. 97.1.